The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We always check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. You know what I'm thankful for today?
What's that?
The Republicans beat the Democrats last night at the softball game. So congratulations to all of our congressmen that played. I know Jeff Duncan was playing. I know William Timmons was playing. I'm hoping this is the start of what's going to happen in 22 and 24.
It could be an indicator for sure. And one of them, I forget which congressman it was, actually hit one out of the park. First time it's happened in years.
Wow. I did not see. I was working last night. I was at an event. And so I just kind of was seeing some of the highlighted clips of it. So I'm going to have to look back and see. Was it one of our guys?
Yes. One of the GOP members. And let's see here. I have a note here. Can't find it now. Greg, I guess it's Greg. Greg Stubbe, I guess, is how you pronounce his name. He's in his second term in Congress, but literally hit it out of the park, and it was the first time since, I had that too somewhere, but I mean, it's been a long time. I think there's been one other who's hit a home run like that. It literally went out of the park.
That's awesome. That's yep. Awesome. I love that. So I'm thankful for that today, Joey. The beat down is starting, right? We're going to start beating them at every level, even in sports.
Well, and you know, I had a wonderful call this morning from Tommy. What was that guy's name that I gave the certificate to? Keith. He was sitting in traffic on 85. I told him that Tommy and I sometimes we put barricades and stuff out there to slow the traffic down so that they have longer to listen. You know. But he was telling me the story that he's a veteran and that he had never voted until last year. He found the Morning Answer. He started listening to us every morning as he was driving to work, and he said that he went to the polls and he voted last year, and that was his thankful story, was that he listened, he heard us, and he finally recognized the importance of going to the polling place.
Well, Joey, that is a huge testament to your show. We have to get more people energized like that. We got to get more people registered to vote and get them out there, because 22 is going to make all the difference. And I think if this horrible Biden administration has shown us all anything, it's that state and local leaders affect our day-to-day life so much that, you know, governors, local leaders. I mean, this is our firewall.
Yeah.
It's our firewall to horrible regulations, horrible administrative decisions that are coming out of D.C. And I think it's becoming obvious, right? I think it's like people are now opening their eyes. We're seeing it with school boards. We're seeing more parents. I've heard more parents come up to me at events and say, you know, I think I'm going to run for school board.
Yeah. Well, you know, and look, that is a hot topic today, because school boards all around the state, and Greenville County this morning having a meeting about the mask issue. And I'm so proud of my second home, Oconee County, coming out yesterday saying we are not going to force parents to make their kids wear a mask. It should be a personal choice for that family. And, you know, this activist judge, Mary Geiger Lewis, coming down and, of course, striking down the budget proviso that the Republican-led legislature put in there back in the summer. You know, you kind of know what she's all about when you see that Congressman Jim Clyburn nominated her and Barack Obama appointed her to this position. She's also the judge who struck down our fetal heartbeat bill that we're having to fight in court now over.
Well, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the governor, the stand he's taking. And you know, this isn't just, people need to see the bigger picture of what he's fighting for. It's not just about masks. It's about fighting for the rights of parents.
Right.
That's what this is all about, is saying you can't take parents out of the equation. I mean, parents have got to be involved in decisions that are happening in their child's life every day. And as a parent, take being Lieutenant Governor and his running mate out of the equation. I am so proud of that, because I don't believe anybody loves my child more than me, knows my child better than me, or can make better decisions about my child than I can. And so I'm just thankful, you know, that he is impassioned about this, and he is going to, he will fight it. He said he'll fight the Supreme Court. And that's what he's fighting for. You know, let's just, it's just making sure that parents' rights are secured within their child's life. I mean, it sounds crazy, doesn't it, Joey? Like, did you ever think parents would have to be fighting for their right to make decisions for their children?
Well, and her decision was based on, she says that it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. Well, I can't tell you how many parents I've heard from this morning who have special needs children who say they don't want their child wearing a mask. For example, I got a text just a second ago. I have an autistic granddaughter, and she won't wear the mask. Plus, with some of the handicapped children, it makes them think of a medical worker, and some of them are scared. I've had parent after parent this morning tell me they don't want their child having to wear a mask.
And Joey, I've heard the same thing. I think when I look at Jackson, my son, you know, he doesn't have any kind of disability like that. And it bothers him. He hates the mask.
Yeah.
But more parents have said that their children that have, you know, any kind of disability, like you said, autism or any either mental or physical disability, it is. Like they're the ones saying the most, it's really difficult for their children. And they're having setbacks from it. You know, we heard that when Vice President Pence came in just to talk about, you know, education after everything was letting up. And we had a parent there, and she was very impassioned about her son. And I happen to know those parents, the Neelys, and she was very passionate about how their son was set back. He has been set back months, you know, and they had him getting, you know, in an educational environment from young, so that, you know, he could be the best he could be with the abilities God gave him. And it was breaking their heart, because they kept seeing just not being in school, wearing a mask, doing all these things had set back his educational outcome.
Yeah. Well, and it's just down to personal freedoms as well. I mean, parents should be able to make this decision. And by the way, I'm getting reports that there are parents who are gathering outside of the Greenville County School District office right now as a protest. The Greenville County School Board having a meeting this morning. Now, I spoke with a friend of mine on the board yesterday. They will not be voting today because they haven't given notice. So this is an informational type meeting. But Lieutenant Governor, like Angie in Seneca just text, she says, my son is a freshman at Seneca High School, autistic and legally blind. I certainly do not want nor consent to him wearing a mask. I mean, and that's the story.
And you know what? I think it's important for people to respectfully raise their voice. When I say respectfully, I mean email, have an argument, be passionate, but be respectful. But make sure all the people you put in office, because we're here to represent the people, right?
Yep.
It's
right.
Not all about what I think, or it can't be about, it has to be collectively. People put us in our positions to represent them. And so never assume that the people you elect in office don't want to hear from you. I just always, in this day and time, I always say respectfully come up with a really good email, something that you're passionate about, and send it off, because there is numbers make everybody, you know, stop and pause and say, this is what the collective group wants.
Yep. And that's what we have to do as free Americans. We have to let those that we elect know what we like. We may not always agree, but let them know. And as you just said, if enough people say the same thing, it's going to get your attention for sure.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evans, it's always good talking with you. Hope you have a blessed day and a safe day.
Have a blessed day. Hope everybody has a safe and happy weekend. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It sure does. Appreciate you checking in with us. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evans.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.